Ready for a change of pace from outdoor sightseeing? We're approaching another of Sedona's architectural highlights, the Tlaquepaque Arts and Shopping Village. It's built on the site of a sycamore grove in the 1970s and is a complex of Mexican-style plazas complete with fountains, wrought iron, stucco walls, and arched entryways. It's a calming delight to wander through. The village was a brainchild of a Nevada businessman, Abe Miller, who loved Mexico and dreamt of recreating a Mexican-style artisan village here in the Southwest. He pitched his vision to landowners, Harry and Ruby Gerard. Well, they liked it, but one of their more important stipulations in selling the Creekside property was that Abe leave the sycamores untouched. Having found his location, Abe hired the architect, Bob McIntyre, to design the village. Together, they visited dozens of rural villages in Mexico, sketching, photographing, and observing buildings and public spaces. Then the team began construction. Interestingly, most of the design was organic in nature. Not much was drafted out beforehand. Bob hired only amateur plasterers and stonemasons and gave them free rein to experiment as they liked. The name Tlaquepaque comes from a Mexican village near Guadalajara and is a native Nahuatl word that means best of everything or place above clay land, which kind of sounds like two completely different meanings unless a place above clay is the best, right? Today, the complex hosts art galleries, jewelry shops, Navajo rugs, restaurants, and a delightful chapel. It is a really lovely place to either browse or grab a bite to eat. Parking outside the village is free. However, before we reach Tlaquepaque, we're actually going to pass another major highlight along Highway 171, Schnebley Hill Road. I'll talk briefly about Schnebley Hill, and then we'll circle back to Tlaquepaque once we arrive.